So today we'll continue the study on the Word of God concerning the end time.
咁今日咧，我哋會繼續呢個關於末後嘅日子呢個講道系列。
So in this series, we have been looking at the signs that will lead up to the Lord Jesus' second coming.
咁喺呢個講道系列裏面咧，我哋一路都睇緊主耶穌基督再嚟前嘅一啲預兆。
So 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ came the first time.
咁喺2,000幾年前咧，耶穌基督已經第一次嚟到世上。
He came as God's appointed savior for mankind.
佢當時嚟咧係作為神指派嘅人，為人類呢份救恩嘅救主。
So he brought the good news of salvation to the world.
咁耶穌就為到人類啊帶嚟咗呢份救恩嘅好消息。
However, the Bible tells us that when Christ comes the second time in the future, he will come as God's appointed judge for the world.
但係咧，聖經好清楚話俾我哋聽，當主耶穌基督第二次再嚟嘅時候咧，佢將會係作為神所指派嘅呢個審判官。
He will bring about God's judgment and justice to the world.
咁耶穌將會帶嚟就係神呢份嘅審判同埋神嘅公義。
And every person will be accountable to him.
每一個人咧都要站喺佢面前，要為佢一生作出交代。
So through the study of the Word of God, may the Lord help us to prepare ourselves.
咁希望透過我哋咁一齊查考神嘅話語咧，我哋可以預備好。
Yeah, so we may be able to face God's judgments at the end of this present time.
以致我哋咧準備好喺呢個現今世代嘅終結嘅時候，我哋可以去面對神嘅審判。
Yeah, today our main theme is about the signs that will appear in heaven just before Christ's second coming.
咁我哋今日嘅主題咧就係關於當主耶穌基督第二次嚟之前喺天上面見到嘅預兆。
Now let us turn to our main passage for today in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 to 31.
我哋一齊打開今日嘅經文喺馬太福音二十四章二十九至三十一節。
So Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 29 to 31.
馬太福音二十四章二十九至三十一節。
So let me read to you, verse 29. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather to his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
马太福音廿四章二十九至三十一节，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边从到天那边都招聚了来。
So in order for us to understand this passage better, let us also look at the parallel verses in Gospel of Luke. It's in Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, 25 to 28.
咁为咗帮助我哋更好嘅明白啱啱睇到呢段经文咧，我哋一齐翻开佢嘅平行经文，系喺路加福音二十一章二十五至到二十八节。
So Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to 28.
路加福音二十一章二十五到二十八节。
I will ask Grace to read for us in Chinese.
咁我会用中文为大家读出。日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定，天势都要震动。人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临，一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
Yeah, so from these two passages, the Lord Jesus says here there will be signs happening in sun, in moon, and the stars just before his second coming.
咁從呢兩段嘅經文咧，我哋都睇到主耶穌話俾我哋聽啊，喺佢第二次嚟之前，將會有一啲預兆係會發生嘅，係關乎到太陽啦、日頭、月亮同埋星辰。
So in other words, there will be things happening in the heavenly places.
咁換言之咧，喺天上將要發生一啲奇事。
So what does it mean that there will be signs happening in heaven?
咁究竟話到天上有呢啲預兆係咩意思咧？
So firstly, the sign in heaven can refer to an increase of natural occurrences taking place in the sky.
咁第一點啦，關於天上呢啲預兆咧，可以係指到自然界現象嘅發生係越嚟越頻密嘅。
Now, for example, a few days ago, there's a news report from NASA.
咁舉個例啦，喺幾日前咧，美國太空總署就有咁樣嘅一個報導。
So do you know what the news is?
大家知唔知係咩報導咧
？So maybe very exciting for the young people.
咁可能對於我哋當中嘅少年人咧，就特別令我哋振奮興奮啦。
So NASA says this year the Perseid meteor shower will be extra spectacular.
咁美國太空總署就話俾我哋聽啦，喺今年啊呢個英仙座流星雨呢個奇觀咧，係將會特別嘅好睇嘅。
So with 200 shooting stars in an hour.
喺一個小時裡面咧，將會有200多個流星雨。
Yeah, so the Perseid meteor shower takes place every year around mid-July to the end of August.
咁其實英仙座流星雨咧，喺每年都係大概七月中至到八月尾呢段時間會出現。
Because the Earth is moving in solar system and drawing near to the astral belt.
咁因為咧，呢個地球咧就會喺太陽系咧係咁樣去運行啦，咁就會去接近呢、這個
astral belt， 陨石帶，係啦。
即係呢啲咁嘅天文學嘅詞彙咧，我都唔係好熟悉，唔好意思。
陨石。
I don't understand.
Sorry.
隕石，哦，係隕石，唔該曬。
Yeah, so they are like a small meteor or the rocks or dust in heaven, in the space. And as the Earth is drawn near, then the dust in space will fall, and as a shooting star in the sky.
咁咧
，Never mind.
Albert 啱啱喺度解釋緊咧，依個流星雨係點樣產生嘅。咁無奈咧，我依個對依啲天文學嘅理解實在太少啦。咁咧，總之簡單嚟講咧，就係會導致啲隕石咧可能會撞擊，咁就所以就到有依個流星雨嘅現象啦。
就是陨石在太空被地球引力吸引，所以他們就會掉到地球上，但是他們掉落之前都會燃燒然後就沒了，但是我們就看到像流星一樣。
You say it line by line. It's too fast.
You don't need to translate.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So this year, the best time to look at the shooting stars will be around August 11th or 12th.
咁所以今年咧，最好嘅時機去觀賞呢啲流星雨咧，就係喺8月11或者12號。
Yeah. So like the meteor shower in the sky that can be seen by our eyes, the first level of meaning for the signs happening in heaven.Can mean the increase of these natural phenomena.
咁就好似咧，天上面嘅流星雨咧，系我哋肉眼都能够睇到嘅。咁所以咧，当我哋讲到天上呢啲预兆，第一层嘅意思咧，其实就系讲紧呢啲我哋越嚟越观察到越嚟越多嘅自然界嘅现象。
Yeah. However, we do not just stop here.
但系咧，我哋唔系净系喺呢度就停啦。
In the Bible, a sign is much more than just a natural phenomenon.
在聖經裡面呢，當他談到一個預兆或記號呢，其實是遠遠超過自然界的現象的。
A sign in the Bible refers particularly to divine activities.
其實在聖經裡面呢，這個預兆是特別指到呢神他自己的作為，他的工作。
Yeah, it refers to something that only God can do.
是講緊呢一啲是只有神他才可以做到的事。
And these signs cannot be explained away by natural phenomena.
而呢啲嘅預兆咧，並唔可以簡單咁用自然現象嚟解釋嘅。
So in the Bible, a sign is a visible action that is given by God to convey a message to people.
咁喺聖經入面咧，預兆啊或者記號咧，係講緊神佢所做嘅一啲人可以觀察到睇到嘅行動，係為咗向人傳遞一個信息。
So it's different from hearing a message from God.
但係咧就同我哋而家咁樣聽神嘅教導有啲唔同。
Yeah, for example, on Sundays we listen to the Sunday sermons.
好似我哋星期日我哋會嚟到教會聽到啦。
And in this, during this time we try to understand the word of God and to see what God wants to say to us.
咁喺呢段時間咧，我哋都會嘗試去明白究竟神啊要借住呢篇信息同我哋講啲乜嘢。
And we also hear it by our ears.
咁我哋係用耳朵可以聽得到。
On the contrary, a sign is a message that is visual.
但係咧喺對比之下咧，一個預兆咧係一個能夠睇得到嘅記號。
Can be seen by our eyes that carries a message from God.
係肉眼都能夠觀察到，亦都係喺度傳遞緊神嘅信息。
So a Bible in a sign in the Bible refers in particular to what God does, and it can be seen by people.
咁所以咧，一個喺聖經定義為嘅預兆記號咧，係特別指到神佢嘅作為、佢嘅工作，而且咧係人都可以見得到嘅。
And near the end of this age, the Lord Jesus tells us that there will be signs happening in the heavenly places.
咁當我哋越嚟越接近呢個時代嘅終結咧，咁耶穌基督話俾我哋聽啦，將會喺天上面有唔同嘅預兆。
And they are not merely natural occurrences.
咁呢啲咧就唔係講緊簡單嘅一啲自然現象。
But they are brought about by God's power to convey a message to mankind.
而係咧，神佢嘅能力啊，所帶嚟嘅，亦為咗要傳遞一個信息俾我哋。
We can look at an example in the Bible.
咁我哋可以一齊喺聖經入面去睇一個例子。
So let us turn to Luke chapter 23.
咁我哋打開路加福音二十三章。
Verse 44 to 45.
二十三章四十四至四十五節。
So Gospel of Luke chapter 23, verse 44 to 45.
路加福音二十三章四十四至四十五節。
So I will ask Grace to read for us.
咁我會用中文讀出。那時約有正午，遍地都黑暗了，直到新初，日頭變黑了。殿裏的幔子從當中裂為兩半。
Here we see that God brought about a sign in heaven when Jesus Christ was crucified.
呢度我哋睇到咧，當主耶穌基督被釘十字架嘅時候啊，神特別喺天上面做咗一個記號。
God caused the sun to be darkened at noonday。
神咧令到太陽竟然喺正午嘅時候咧都黑曬。
So this is not possible to occur naturally。
咁好明顯啦，呢個喺正常一般嘅情況下係冇可能發生嘅。
But it's only possible with God's power。
係唯有神嘅能力先可以令到有咁嘅現象產生。
So from midday and for several hours, the sun was darkened.
所以咧，由正午一路過咗幾個小時啊，日頭係變黑啦。
So God showed His displeasure to those who crucified the Lord Jesus.
咁神咧就藉住呢件事啊，去表達出對於嗰啲釘死耶穌基督嘅人，佢嗰份唔喜悅。
Showing them that they have not done something against a man, but they have done something against God.
為咗要表明咧，佢哋咁樣去做，其實唔係得罪人咁簡單，而係得罪咗神。
So from this example of the Lord Jesus' crucifixion, we can see that God brings about a sign in heaven to convey a message.
咁所以從耶穌基督釘十字架呢個例子咧，我哋睇到神點樣可以藉住天上嘅一啲預兆記號去傳遞一份信息。
This is also what God will do again near the end of this age.
而呢個正正係咧，當現今呢個世代要嚟到終結嘅時候，神就會去咁樣做啦。
And the signs in heaven before Jesus' second coming are there to show a very specific message.
喺主耶穌基督再嚟之前，天上面呢啲預兆就係為咗要傳遞一個好特定嘅信息。
So we need to ask, what is the message that God wants to show through the signs in the sky before Jesus return?
咁我哋要問咧，就係當主耶穌基督再嚟之前，神究竟要藉住呢啲天上嘅預兆去話俾我哋聽一個咩信息咧？
During our summer camp 2 weeks ago, we learned about God's judgment in our Bible studies and from Pastor Joe's sermon.
咁喺兩個禮拜前咧，我哋呢個夏令營入面啦，藉住查經同埋牧師嘅講道，我哋去學習關於神嘅審判。
We learned that Yahweh God allows time for people to repent.
我哋學到咧，耶和天父佢係會容許一啲嘅時間俾人去悔改。
But He will not tolerate evil to go on forever.
但佢絕對唔會容許邪惡咧係永永遠遠咁繼續落去。
There will come a day that God's judgment will surely come.
有一日咧，神嘅審判係必定會臨到。
So in the Old Testament, we also find that when evil has reached a certain stage.
咁喺舊約咧，我哋都睇到啦，當邪惡達到某一個嘅階段嘅時候咧
，God actually did signs in heaven to show that His judgment is about to take place.
咁神咧真係喺天上面去藉住一啲嘅預兆兆頭咧，去表達出話俾人聽，佢嘅審判將要臨到。
So we can turn to the book of Joel.
咁我哋一齊打開約珥書。
It's near the end of the Old Testament.
咁就喺舊約咧比較後面嘅部分。
Let us turn to Joel chapter 2, verse 30-31.
約珥書嘅二章三十至到三十一節。
So Joel chapter 2, verse 30-31.
約珥書二章三十至三十一節。
Able to find it?
大家揾唔揾到啊？ Chapter 2, 二章三十至三十一。
So chapter 2, verse 30-31.
約珥書。
Chapter 2, verse 30-31. Joel.
Looks like it's not a book that you turn to.
So, does everyone have it? Chapter 2, verse 30 to 31.
約珥書嘅二章三十至三十一節。
So let me read to you. Verse 31. Oh, sorry. Let Grace read for you.
咁我會用中文去讀嘅。在天上地下，我要顯出奇事，有血，有火，有煙柱。日頭要變為黑暗，月亮要變為血，這都在耶和華大而可畏的日子未到已先。
So, I will read. And I will show wonders in heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and column of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of Yahweh comes. So the day of Yahweh in verse 31 is the day of God's judgment.
咁喺三十一節咧，你哋留意到呢個Yahweh大而可畏嘅日子，其實就係講緊神嘅審判。
So we notice that before God's judgment day, God brings about warning signs in heaven for people to see.
咁我哋留意到咧，喺神審判嘅日子嚟到之前，神其實係首先喺天上面俾咗呢啲嘅預兆去俾人睇得到。
So the sun will be darkened, the moon will dim to a dark red color.
我哋睇到日頭咧要變為黑暗，月亮要變為血紅咁樣。
So here, God does not mean to scare people with these signs.
咁當然啦，神咧咁樣做唔係為咗去嚇嚇大家。
But because of His love, He's giving people the signs to warn them that they do not have much time left.
咁而係因為出於佢嘅愛，佢想去提醒人，藉住呢啲嘅記號、呢啲預兆咧，話俾大家聽，你已經冇乜時間剩啦。
They don't have much time left to repent because the day of judgment is coming very soon.
因為神嘅審判嘅日子好快要嚟到，所以大家能夠悔改嘅機會咧係越嚟越少啦。
In a similar way, just before Jesus Christ's second coming, God will again bring about signs in the sky.
咁同樣啦，當主耶穌基督再嚟之前咧，神就會喺天上面去行呢啲奇事、呢啲嘅預兆。
The message of these signs is to show that there is not much time left.
而呢啲預兆嘅背後啊，傳遞嘅信息就係話俾我哋聽，時間唔多啦。
Because the day of God's judgment will soon come upon the earth.
因為神嘅審判咧，將要好快咁臨到地上。
So far we have learned from the Word of God what these signs in heaven will be like.
咁我哋一路咧都學緊從神嘅話語啦，去學緊究竟呢啲嘅預兆係點樣嘅。
And we saw the message that God wants to convey to people through these signs in the sky.
我哋都睇到天父究竟要藉住天上嘅呢啲預兆咧，去傳遞一個乜嘢嘅信息。
Now let us press on to see what the impact of these signs in the sky will be on the people of the world。
咁我哋而家咧就再去追蹤睇下，究竟呢啲天上面嘅預兆啊，將會帶嚟一個點樣嘅效果，一個點樣嘅震撼啊，對於人類。
Yeah, so let us turn back to Luke chapter 21.
Verse 25. Luke 21, verse
25.
路加福音21章25節。
Notice from verse 25 to 26, the effect of the signs in the heaven.On the people of the world will be very great.
咁喺25至26節咧，我哋睇到依啲天上嘅預兆將要咧，帶嚟一個好大嘅震撼俾人類嘅。
We read here three general effects that people will experience after seeing the signs in heaven.
咁喺呢段經文，我哋睇到咧有三個概括嘅概括的影響咧，就係當人經歷到或者見到呢啲天上嘅預兆。
The first effect is that there will be unrest, commotion of the nations.
咁第一個影響咧，就係喺唔同嘅國家之間啊，唔同嘅人民咧，都會感受到呢份嘅不安同埋動盪。
The nations of the world will be distressed when seeing the signs in the sky.
咁世界各國咧將要感受到呢份嘅不安動盪，係即係當佢哋見到天上面呢啲嘅預兆。
And the second effect is people will feel perplexed.
咁而第二個影響咧就係人咧會感到非常之惶恐不安。
Chinese translation has 惶惶不定。
咁喺中文翻譯咧會見到慌慌不定呢個詞語。
Or maybe your English Bible has the word confused.
但喺英文聖經，可能你哋會見到嘅就係講到依份混亂啊。
But in the Greek original word, it literally means to have no way out.
但係咧喺希臘原文咧，其實佢最直白嘅意思就係話冇出路啊。
To be out of resources.
完全冇其他嘅資源出路。
So in other words, people at that time will be perplexed and desperate.
咁換句話講咧，到時咧人咧係將會感到非常之困惑同埋好絕望啊。
They will run out of ideas in how to face the situation.
佢哋咧對於點樣面對咁樣嘅情況咧，完全冇任何主意。
So the third impact on people when they see the signs in heaven is that people will fear what is about to happen to the world.
咁而第三個對於人嘅呢個影響或者震撼咧，就係當人睇到咁樣天上面嘅預兆咧，將會覺得非常之恐懼擔憂，因為唔知道世界將要發生啲咩事。
So at that time, there will be a general feeling among mankind that something terrible is about to happen.
咁喺嗰個時候咧，人普遍嚟講都會覺得係有一啲好恐怖嘅事情咧將要發生。
Actually, something is God's judgment. So God's judgment is about to come upon the world.
咁其實嗰樣佢哋恐懼緊嘅咧，就係神嘅審判。神嘅審判咧，係好快就要臨到呢個世界。
So the Lord Jesus tells us here in Luke 21, verse 25 to 26, about the impact of the signs in heaven.
咁其實耶穌咧喺路加福音21章25至26節咧，正正就係話俾佢聽。究竟呢啲天上面嘅預兆啊、啟示，究竟將要帶嚟俾人類一個乜嘢嘅影響
？So there will be unrest among nations. People will feel perplexed and desperate.
咁頭先睇到啦，喺國與國之間，佢哋都會有呢份嘅不安動盪，人咧將會感到好困惑、好絕望、冇出路。
And they will fear what is about to happen to the world.
佢哋都會好恐懼、擔心究竟呢個世界將要發生啲咩事。
So these are the general reactions that people will experience when seeing the signs brought about by God in the heavenly places.
咁呢一啲咧就係一般人啊，佢哋可能會有嘅反應啦，就係當佢哋見到神喺天上面所設嘅呢啲預兆。
However, if we are people who trust in God and if we are people committed to follow after Christ,
但係咧，如果我哋啊係一啲信靠神同埋願意委身去跟從基督嘅人咧
，our reaction when seeing these signs of heaven will be very different。
我哋見到天上面呢啲嘅啟示、啲預兆，我哋嘅反應將會係非常之唔同。
This point we shall consider more as we come to the second part of today's message。
咁呢一方面咧，我哋會留到我哋今日信息下一個部分先去傾，先去詳細睇嘅。
So in the following time, let us turn back to Matthew chapter 24。
咁我哋而家咧，再一次翻返去馬太福音24章。
Matthew 24, and let us read on from verse 30 to 31.
馬太福音24章第30至31節。
So Matthew 24, verse 30 to 31.
馬太福音24章30至31節。
So because of time, let me read to you in English.
咁因為時間關係，我會用英文讀。
So verse 30.Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. If we notice, verse 29 is actually parallel to what we have just looked at in Luke.
咁其實我哋就睇到咧，第29節咧，正正就係我哋頭先睇路加福音嘅一個平衡嚟嘅。
There will be signs brought about by God in the sky.
就係講緊神咧，將要喺天上顯出一啲嘅啟示，一啲嘅預兆。
However, in verse 30, we find something not included in the passage in Luke.
但係咧喺30節咧，我哋見到一啲喺路加福音並冇提到嘅事情。
So can you see what it is?
大家有冇留意到咧
？In verse 30, the Lord Jesus says, right before His second coming, there will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man.
喺30節咧，耶穌基督就話俾你聽，喺佢嘅第二次再臨，當時咧天上啊將要出現一個人子嘅兆頭。
So you may be wondering, what does the sign of the Son of Man mean?
咁可能大家就會好困惑啦。究竟人子嘅兆頭啊，係講緊乜嘢咧
？So the Chinese Bible has the word 兆頭。
咁喺中文聖經咧，你哋就見到呢個兆頭呢個字啦。
So actually, the word means a sign or a mark.
咁其實呢個字咧，就係講到一個預兆，一個記號。
So that is why.In the Chinese Bible, the word is often translated as miracles, 神蹟。
咁所以咧喺中文聖經咧，其實呢個字咧好多時候反而係翻譯為神蹟。
It's a mark left by God.
就係講緊神所留下嘅呢個一個跡象，一個記號。
Yeah, so what does the Lord Jesus mean by the sign of the Son of Man that will appear in the sky?
咁究竟主耶穌啊講緊人子嘅兆頭係要喺天上面顯出嚟啊？係究竟咩意思咧
？So actually, when we look carefully at the Lord Jesus' teaching,
咁其實咧，如果我哋細心去睇主耶穌基督嘅教導
，what the sign of the Son of Man refers to is actually very clear and specific.
咁其實人子嘅兆頭究竟係指乜嘢咧？係非常之清晰嘅。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 12 and verse 39 to 40.
咁我哋而家可以翻翻去馬太福音嘅十二章39至40節。
So Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 to 40.
馬太福音十二章39至40節。
Let me read to you, verse 39. But he answered them.An evil and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of great fish, so for 3 days and three nights, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth.
耶稣回答说,一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹,除了先知约拿的神迹以外,再没有神迹给他们看,约拿三日三夜在大雨土腹中,人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。So
here we see from the Lord Jesus' teaching that there is only one sign given by the Son of Man for this generation.
在这里主耶稣基督告诉我们,在这个世代里面,只有一个的兆头,一个神迹可以被大家看到,就是人子的这个兆头。
Which is described as the sign of Jonah.
而这里就形容为是约拿的神迹。
And the sign of Jonah refers to the miracle of resurrection on the third day, when Christ was raised up from the dead by God's power.
而其实这个约拿的神迹是想指导耶稣基督在第三日被神的能力叫他从死里复活这件事。So
the sign of the Son of Man in the Bible actually means the sign of resurrection.
所以在圣经里面,当讲到人子的兆头,其实就是讲这个复活的神迹。
Or the miracle of resurrection.
这个复活的记号,复活的神迹。
So now after we understand what the sign of the Son of Man refers to,
我们现在理解了,究竟人子的兆头其实是讲什么呢?
So let us turn back to Matthew 24.
我们可以回到马太福音24章。
Here the Lord Jesus says, in verse 29 to 30, that at the end of this age, the power in heaven will be shaken.
这里主耶稣就告诉我们,在29至30节说,来到这个世代终结的时候,就算天世都要震动。And
there will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man.
而人子的兆头将要显在天上。And
notice the words in heaven.
大家可以留意在天上这个词。
So what does it mean that the sign of the Son of Man will occur in heaven?
究竟说这个人子的兆头要在天上显出来是说什么呢?
If this sign of resurrection will be visible in the sky, then it's actually referring to a very specific event.
如果这个 復活的神跡,將要在天上都看得到,那當然是一個非常之特定的事情了。
And it will happen right before the Lord Jesus coming.
這個特定的事件將會在主耶穌基督再來之前發生。
So this event is known in the Christian circle as the rapture.
而這件事在基督徒就知道了,是叫做被提。
Rapture of the Christians.
是講到基督徒將要被提。
It means it refers to the event that God's people will be caught up into the air to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes the second time.
被提是什么呢? 其实是讲属于神的子民,他们将要被提升到天上面去与主耶稣基督相遇,就是当主耶稣基督再来的时候。
And this remarkable teaching about this miraculous event right before Christ's second coming is described also by described here in the Lord Jesus' teaching.
而这件这么特别的事情,你可以说是一个神迹般的事情,就是将要在主耶稣基督回来之前发生,也都是记载在马太福音24章这里。So
we can see that from verse 30 to 31.
就在马太福音24章30至31节。
And this teaching is also explained by Paul in his letter to the Thessalonian church.
关于这个被提这个教导,其实保罗都有在他向帖撒罗尼加教会的信里面提到的。So
let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16-18.
我们可以翻开帖撒罗尼加前书4章16-18节。So
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16-18.
帖撒罗尼加前书的4章16-18节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16-18. So let me read to you. For the Lord himself with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
帖撒羅尼迦前書四章十六至到五章一節，四章十六至到十八節。因為主必親自從天降臨，有呼叫的聲音和天使長的聲音，又有神的號吹響。那在基督裡死了的人必先復活，以後我們這活著還存留的人必和他們一同被提到雲裡，在空中與主相遇，這樣我們就要和主永遠同在。所以你們當用這些話彼此勸慰。
So here we find Paul explaining the Lord Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 24, verse 30 to 31.
在這裡我們看到使徒保羅是解釋耶穌基督在馬太福音24章30至31節的教導。
If you look carefully, you can notice a few points of parallel.
如果你細心去觀察，你會發現有幾處是平衡的。
Firstly, both passages mention the Lord Jesus' second coming.
首先兩段經文都有講到主耶穌基督第二次再來。
And secondly, we see the mention of the sound of trumpet call of God.
而第二呢，你會看到他有提到神的號要吹響這件事。
And thirdly, there is a mention of the cry of command, which is a demonstration of power and glory given to the Lord Jesus.
第三呢，你會看到他有提到將要發出一聲的即是給了主耶穌基督呢，這個的能力權柄呢，去給一個的指揮指示，就是有呼叫的聲音，經文裡面講到有呼叫的聲音。
Yeah, it's a cry of a command.
其實就是講緊主耶穌呢，是去給一個命令，發出一個命令。
Yeah. So fourthly, there is the mention of the clouds, similar to Matthew 24, verse 30.
第四點相似的呢，就是正如馬太福音24章30節，大家都有提到雲，在雲上這個現象。
And lastly, there's the gathering of God's elect in both passages.
最後呢，就有提到了神呢，他的選民都要被聚集這一方面。
So from these similar points, it isn't difficult to see that Paul is actually explaining the Lord Jesus' teaching.In Matthew 24, verse 30 to 31.
從咁多點平衡嘅相似嘅地方咧，應該唔難睇到使徒保羅咧，其實就喺度解釋緊主耶穌基督喺馬太福音24章30至31節呢段經文係咩意思。
Yeah, so from this passage, we see the amazing event that will happen just before Jesus Christ's return.
咁呢段經文話俾我哋聽咧，當主耶穌基督再嚟之前咧，將要發生咁奇妙嘅事情。
So there's this miracle of resurrection happening in the sky.
就喺天上啊，將要有復活嘅呢個神蹟出現。
So first, the dead in Christ throughout the history will be raised up by God from the graves.
咁首先啦，嗰啲喺耶穌基督裡面啊，而家已經死咗啦，即係好似聖經形容睡了的人，呢啲死咗嘅前輩，佢哋將要俾神去被提去復活，從佢墳墓裡面。
And they will be caught up into the sky to meet the Lord Jesus.
佢哋將要被提到上天上面去同主耶穌基督相遇。
Yeah. And the sign of the Son of Man, which is the miracle of resurrection, will also affect.Those true followers of Christ who will be alive at that time.
而我哋今日睇呢个人子的兆头，亦都即系话复活呢个神迹咧，同样会影响啊喺主耶稣翻嚟嘅时候仍然活着嘅呢啲真正跟随基督嘅人。
So the Christians who are alive at that time will also be brought up into the sky and experience the resurrecting power of God.
咁呢啲當時仲係活著嘅基督徒咧，將要同樣被提到上天上面去經歷神呢個叫佢哋復活嘅能力。
So they will experience God's transforming power to change their body from the corruptible body into the incorruptible bodies.
佢哋將要經歷神咧點樣叫佢呢個本來要朽壞、要腐化嘅身體咧，變成唔能夠再朽壞嘅身體。
So together.The people of God from the history, they will experience the sign of the Son of Man in the sky.
所以咧，喺歷世歷代啊，咁多嘅屬於神嘅子民咧，將要去經歷呢個人子嘅兆頭， 就是天上面这个复活的神迹。
Yeah, so the Lord Jesus then will descend from heaven to meet with them in the mid-air.
所以主耶稣基督将要去在空中与这些他的子民相遇。
So this amazing event take place in the sky will be a mark and a sign for the rest of mankind to see.
这件这么奇妙的事情就是说天上可以看得到的这个记号这个神迹呢将要被全世界去观看。
So this is the meaning of the sign of the Son of Man that will appear in the sky.
这个正正呢就是讲到天上面这个人子的兆头的意思。
That the followers of Christ throughout history and at the time of Christ's return will experience the resurrecting power of God as they are caught up into the air and to meet the Lord Jesus.When he returns.
这个人子的兆头是讲着当基督真正的基督徒是历世历代无论已经死了或者到当主耶稣来的时候仍然活着的这些基督徒将要一同经历神这份复活的大能令到他们是被提到上天空与主耶稣基督再相遇。
Yeah. And when we think about this remarkable event of the rapture of God's people,
当我们细心去思考这件这么奇妙的事情就是神的子民将要被提。
We find it is truly amazing that God will involve his people to participate in this resurrecting sign right before Jesus coming.
我们应该要很诧异很哇为什么神竟然会愿意去邀请属于他的人呢一起参与在这个复活的神迹就是正正在主耶稣基督回来之前发生、
so、people,
主耶稣基督回来的时候发生
So people of God will not be spectators looking at this sign
就是说神的子民就不是围观好像旁观者这样不是一个观众
But the amazing thing is that the people of God will participate in this sign of resurrection in the sky
最奇妙的就是属于神的人将要参与在这个天上面这个复活的神迹。
So if when this sign of resurrection takes place, if we have the blessing and the privilege to be part of this sign, it will be truly wonderful and amazing.
咁如果当这个复活的神迹要发生的时候，你和我如果有这份福气都成为这个标记这个神迹的一部分那实在是太奇妙了因为我们可以经历神他这份救恩
yeah, However, if we are left behind on the ground then it's not so good news to us
但是呢如果你和我是那些被留在地上没份参与的呢那很可惜了可能这个对我们来说是一个坏消息
So after understanding the signs that will appear in heavenNear the end of this age.
咁我哋喺度睇过现今世代嚟到终结呢段时间，将要出现唔同嘅预兆喺天上面嘅预兆之后咧。
And after knowing that the sign of the Son of Man appearing in the sky, and after knowing its meaning,
同埋我哋头先睇过啦，究竟天上面出现人子嘅兆头啊，呢个神迹系咩意思之后咧
？So we need to ask, what does God want to speak to us through today's message?
咁我哋要問啦，究竟神藉住今日嘅信息要話俾我哋聽啲乜嘢咧
？So how can we ready ourselves when the end of this age is near？
究竟現今呢個世代嚟到就嚟一個終結嘅時候，我哋點樣去準備好自己咧
？So before we close, let us consider how today's message can be applied in our lives。
咁我哋今日信息結束之前咧，我哋一齊去探討下究竟今日嘅信息係點樣應用喺我哋嘅生命裏面。
First, we see that.The signs taking place in the sky will divide people into two categories.
咁首先我哋睇到咧，喺天上呢啲嘅记号、呢啲预兆要发生嘅时候，将会将全人类分为两个类别。
So most of the people, when they see God's mighty signs happening in the sky, they will be in great unrest.
咁你會發現咧，大部分人啊，當佢哋見到神喺天上面呢啲奇事、呢啲嘅預兆嘅時候，佢哋會非常嘅不安。
And will be perplexed and terrified of what is about to happen to the world.
佢哋就會感到非常困惑，亦都好惶恐不安，唔知道究竟世界將要發生啲乜嘢事。
On the contrary, the responses from those people who trust in God and follow after Jesus Christ will be very different.
但是对比之下那些是信靠神和真正跟随基督的人他 佢哋嘅反應將會係截然不同嘅。
When they see the signs in the sky, they will know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon.
當佢哋見到天上面呢啲嘅啟示、呢啲嘅預兆，佢哋就知道啦，耶穌基督好快要翻嚟。
So they will wait expectantly for the return of the Lord Jesus.
咁佢哋就會充滿期盼，一路去期待主耶穌基督嘅再臨。
So in the midst of the commotion of the world, God will grant His peace to His people.
所以咧，當世界處於喺動盪不安當中咧，神會將佢嘅平安賜俾嗰啲屬於佢嘅人。
So the signs happening in the sky will divide people into two groups.
所以咧，天上呢啲嘅預兆將會將人類咧分為兩個類別。
So the question we need to ask after hearing today's message is.
咁所以咧，我哋聽完今日嘅信息，我哋需要問嘅問題係。
So where will we stand when all these things take place at the end of this age?
当这些事真的在一个现今世代终结发生的时候，你将会是属于哪一类人呢？
So will we be found among the people of God who feel joyful and exciting to wait for the return of the Lord Jesus?
我们会不会是属于那些为到耶稣基督将要回来感到无比兴奋、很期待的那一批人呢？
Or will we be like the rest of the world, feeling terrified and desperate of the situation?
定係我哋會同世界其他嘅人一樣啊，係感到好惶恐、無助、絕望。
And is fearing greatly of what is about to take place in the world.
亦都為到世界將要面臨嘅呢啲事情非常之恐懼不安。
When they see the great signs of God rocking in the heavenly places.
特別就係當佢哋睇到神喺天上面去設嘅呢啲預兆。連天勢都震動呢啲嘅預兆。
So the choices we make today will determine where we will stand at the end of this age.
所以咧，今日你同我嘅選擇將會決定我哋將來係屬於邊一類人。
So if we make our choice today to return to Yahweh God through Jesus Christ.
所以如果你今日就選擇藉住耶穌基督咧，翻去Yahweh天父嘅身邊。
The amazing thing is God will be willing to let us experience the sign of the Son of Man in our life.
咁好奇妙嘅事情就係神將會俾我哋首先喺我哋嘅生命裏面咧，去經歷呢個人子嘅兆頭。
The sign of the Son of Man, as we saw earlier, refers to the miracle of resurrection.
呢個人子嘅兆頭，我哋頭先已經睇過啦，其實係講緊復活嘅神蹟。
And it's wonderful that we don't need to wait until the day of rapture to experience God's power of resurrection.
咁好奇妙嘅地方咧，就係我哋唔需要等到將來啊，我哋被提嘅嗰一日，先至經歷神叫我哋從死裏復活嘅呢個大能。
So when we commit ourselves to God through Christ, Yahweh God is willing to cause His power of resurrection, to work powerfully in our lives.
當我哋咧願意藉住耶穌基督。真係將全個人去交託俾神嘅時候，Yahweh神咧係好願意去叫佢呢份復活嘅大能咧喺我哋生命裡面，亦都係好有能力咁去發動。
And this power of resurrection will make us into new persons, in Jesus Christ.
呢份復活嘅能力咧，將要叫我哋咧喺基督耶穌裡面成為一個新造嘅人。
And as we continue to commit ourselves to Him each day in our Christian life.
而當我哋咧喺我哋嘅基督徒生命裏面，每一日都將自己完全嘅交俾神嘅時候咧，委身俾神嘅時候咧
，Father God also continues to work in our lives。
咁我哋嘅神，我哋天父咧，會繼續不斷嘅喺我哋嘅生命裏面去工作
，to transform us and renew us to become more and more mature spiritually。
佢會改變我哋，更新我哋咧，令到我哋屬靈方面越嚟越成熟。
And to become more like the Lord Jesus day by day.
每一日咧，越嚟越似我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
So are we experiencing the sign of the Son of Man here on the ground first?
咁所以究竟我哋啊，今日喺呢个地上面有冇经历呢个人子嘅兆头咧
？If we are indeed experiencing God's resurrection power first on the ground on the earth.
如果我哋今日喺地上已经经历到神叫我哋复活嘅呢个大能。
So by His grace, God will also guide our lives in the last days.
咁靠住神嘅恩典咧，神一定會喺呢段末後嘅日子繼續去引導我哋嘅生命。
To help us to participate in the sign of the resurrection that will happen in the sky when Jesus returns.
咁我哋就可以相信我哋必然有份參與喺 當耶穌基督再翻嚟嘅時候，喺天上呢個復活嘅神蹟。
So, however, if we are not experiencing or living out the sign of resurrection here on earth in the first place,
但係如果首先我哋喺地上都冇經歷呢個復活嘅神蹟咧？
Then it will be questionable that we will be counted worthy among those who God will bring up into the sky to meet the Lord Jesus when He returns.
咁我哋就真係好有保留，唔知道我哋將來會唔會稱得上係嗰啲配得俾神即係將我哋提到天上同主耶穌基督相遇嘅嗰批人啊。
Yeah, so actually, in our church, we are very blessed to be able to see the sign of the Son of Man taking place.In people's life within this 1 year.
咁其實咧，我哋教會好有福啦。喺過去一年，其實我哋都親眼見證到呢個人子嘅兆頭，一復活嘅神蹟咧，係喺我哋教會唔同嘅人嘅生命裡面發生。
So within a year, we have the baptism of Jilma and Adore.
咁喺一年裡面咧，我哋一齊見證到Jilma啦，同埋Adore嘅洗禮。
They made the choice to commit themselves to God through Christ.
他們呢是做出了一個決定去將他們的生命去交給神
Through Christ they were baptized
藉著耶穌基督他們受洗
And they experienced God's resurrecting power working in their lives
他們都經歷呢神呢這個復活的能力呢在他們的生命裡面去大大的工作
We have also heard of their sharing and we have also seen with our eyes how their lives are being changed by God
咁我相信我哋大家都聽過佢哋自己分享啦，亦都親眼咁見到神係點樣改變佢哋嘅生命。
So we are blessed to be witnesses of the sign of the Son of Man taking place in the people's life in our church.
所以咧，我哋非常有福，係見證住咧呢個人子嘅兆頭，一路係喺我哋教會唔同人嘅生命裡面喺度發生。
So after listening to today's message, may each one of us be reminded by our Heavenly Father.To seize the chance to respond while the time is still available.
咁所以希望咧，藉住今日嘅信息咧，我哋每一个都被耶和神再一次提醒，要去捉紧机会，因为咧，当我哋仲有时间，仲有机会去回转。
So don't wait until the last minute to respond to the good news of salvation.
所以请大家千祈唔好等到最后一刻先至想去对呢个救恩嘅好消息去作出回应。
Because as the time goes on, it will be dangerous that our heart may slowly become hardened.
因为咧，恐怕当时间一日一日咁过去咧，最危险嘅地方就系我哋嘅心将会变得越嚟越硬。
Yeah, so may the Lord help us to see the signs of resurrection that He has already granted us to see here in our church.
咁都希望神咧去幫助我哋咧去睇得見呢個復活嘅神蹟，正如佢已經係喺我哋當中去俾我哋去睇得到。
Yeah, it's through the lives of Christian brothers and sisters that we see God's power of resurrection working in their lives.
就係咧，藉住我哋教會入面嘅弟兄姊妹，你應該可以睇得到咧神呢份叫人復活嘅神蹟。
Changing their lives.
去改變佢哋。
So and may He help us to experience and continue to experience the sign of the Son of Man, in our lives.
咁都但願啦，我哋可以繼續不斷去經歷，即係神佢俾我哋呢個人子嘅兆頭。
Which is the sign of the resurrection.
就係復活嘅神蹟。
Yeah. Here on earth first and foremost.
首先係喺地上。
Yeah. So if we are able to experience it and live it out.Then we may be able to be counted worthy when the Lord Jesus returns.
咁如果我哋喺地上首先經歷到呢個復活嘅神蹟咧，咁我哋都深盼我哋係會配得將來當主耶穌基督再翻嚟嘅時候，我哋就係可以係被提去經歷嗰一個特別嘅復活嘅神蹟啦。
Yeah, so this is the message I want to share with you today.
咁呢一個咧就我今日想同大家分享嘅信息。
May the Lord teach us and help us to.See clearly what he wants to say to us.
咁都恳请神啦，去帮助我哋可以好清晰咁知道究竟神佢要教我哋啲乜嘢。
So we may seize the time to respond.
咁我哋可以去捉紧机会，把握时间去回应。
And also to experience God's amazing transforming power.
咁去经历咧神改变人呢份奇妙嘅大能。
Which is found in our Lord Jesus Christ.
就系喺主耶稣基督里面揾得到。
So let's close with a prayer.
咁我哋而家一齐用祷告去结束啊。
So I ask Grace to pray for us.
我哋一齐祷告。